Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Proclaim the Christian's freedom. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. When the smoke cleared on the morning of September 14, 1814, the battered American flag still stood. This sight of victory caused Francis Scott Key to write what eventually became our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. That anthem is now proudly sung across the entire United States, a reminder of our freedoms. When the smoke cleared on that first Easter morning, the once battered and crucified Savior stood victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Because of that victory, you are now dedicating your lives to telling others about that message. Your life is a religious national anthem of sorts. There are likely children and families in your care that don't know what it's like to be free in Christ. They still don't know the message of the crucified and risen Savior. The message of the gospel is still hidden behind a veil of despair or pride for some of those we serve. The Sovereign Lord has called you to pull back that veil so that they can see the victory is won. Some still strive and grasp about, blindly seeking the meaning of life. The Lord has sent you to provide for them the meaning of life. Praise and thanks to God for giving you that opportunity. That sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? Thankfully, God our Savior does all the work for us. We simply carry out our duties faithfully, and the Lord of all creation does the rest. That glorious gospel message has the power to work faith. Take heart. Even your meager, stumbling efforts don't come back to the Lord empty. Trust the power of God's word. On this Independence Day, take a moment to thank God for your freedoms. Thank Him for the opportunity that He has given to you to proclaim freedom for the captives. Especially thank Him for the faith that He has already worked in your heart, the faith with which you reach out and receive the gift of sins forgiven and eternal life. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the freedom that we have through Christ. Help me to faithfully proclaim that freedom to those in my care. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.